The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas shemon esrei bechas atoch einen lodem das. Shalom. Today we're starting the first bracha of the Bakoshes, of the request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shemon esrei. As we mentioned, the first three brachas are to put ourselves into position to make these bakoshes, to recognize the greatness of Hashem, the closeness we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the greatness of ourselves, of Klal Yisrael, that we can talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'etzem, we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to bring, have our priorities right by making the first request. Recognition that the most important thing is das, to be able to understand things in the proper fashion. Something interesting about this bracha is different than all the other brachas. All the other requests start with the request itself. Hashiveinu avinu sarsecha, return us, slach lanu, lefa'enu, all them are requests. This is the only bracha as an introduction. Ato choyne lodom das, emalamid le'enu shvino. We're saying another shevach, praise, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who gives out the das. And then only afterwards we say, choneinu mi'itcho, de'a bin avaskel. Now the request only starts on choneinu. So some of Foshim say, since this is the first request, we don't want to go straight into a request. We want to first add some more praise before we start our series of requests. But there's more to it than that. The Etzem, the Gemara itself says, why did Chazal make this order? And it bases the order of Shemot Esrei on Psukim. It says, Higdishu Kedosh Yaakov, Esilkei Yisrael Yaritzu. Higdishu is the Lashon of Kodesh, which is the bracha, previous bracha. We will recognize the greatness of the uplifted God, lofty God of Yaakov. And we will praise the God of Israel. And with that, those that are making mistake, going in the wrong paths, will get knowledge and wisdom. So at the Etzem, we're connecting the two things. By the fact that we praise Hashem, and we realize Hashem's greatness, that gives us a desire to have the right type of chokhmah. Wisdom, intelligence, can mean a lot of things. You have people that are very intelligent, but they're not using their intelligence for the right things. Big philosophers, big scientists, but they live their lives in a way that nobody would be proud of. Because they disconnect the two. The intelligence they have is great, at least in human standards, but they do not have clarity where did it come from and what it is for. So before we ask for a das, which is connected to our intellect, understanding, we have to have clear what we're asking for, because if we don't, then it could be something that is other, something that just damages us. So we say these 2 points before we start our request. I recognize it's from you. The wisdom that we have is from you. And if I realize it's from you, then I realize it's for a reason. You created us for a purpose. You created us for a purpose that we should bring ourselves closer to you. And now that I recognize that, now I can make the proper request. I want that deeper understanding of myself, of life, because I want to get to the tachlis hachaim. I want to get to the goal of life. Ato choyne lodom das. There's another point in this. We say it again, choneinu. Lashon of Choynein is Matnas Chinam. Part of being Zeichet to Das is recognizing that it's not something that is understood by itself. It's not something that Magieli, I deserve. It's a Matnas Chinam, a gift from Hashem. The more we realize that our Das is a gift from Hashem, the more we'll get. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, the great leader of Klal Yisrael, who brought Torah down, was Onav Mikol Odom. Because once again, if we take the daf for ourselves and say, I'm wise, then we're limiting ourselves. We're disconnecting ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I recognize it's all a matana from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem says, you appreciate it, you understand it, I'll give you more of it, because that's a tachlis. Das, atochenodim das, choynen das. Das means putting everything together, all the bits of information that we have, and insights, having a deeper understanding of them. Rashi and Chumash in one place says, das is ruach HaKodesh. It goes together. To put things in the right place, in the emissar fashion, the way they should be, you need that Siyat HaShemai from HaKodesh Baruch, you need that ruach HaKodesh to guide you. Otherwise, once again, one can use his das to make all kind of binyonim that's seemingly very intelligent, but just destroy him and can even destroy humanity. Human beings are in some ways the most dangerous creatures. We as Klal Yisrael have a special bakosha for our das also. Like we're saying, the das is recognition of the end of the world. And we have the Torah HaKadosha to which we come to that recognition. To say of our Meister, that he met a big professor who was an expert in all the ancient Middle Eastern languages. And he told Rav Volbe, you know, I know the books and I understand them. There's just one of them I don't understand. It's written in an Amharic. Talmud Babli. So I can't understand it. I don't know.
Kol Halashon.
I'm going out over there. Rav Volbe used to say, we see from here that understanding the Torah about Pei B'Frat is not just a function of intelligence. You need a special Siyata Shemai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have to be misspelled every day for that, so we should be able to understand the Torah properly, understand the ways of Hashem properly. Gemara at the end of Nida says that many people learned a lot and they didn't really get Siyata Shemai, they really didn't understand it properly. And the Gemara says it's true. It's not enough to learn a lot. You have to learn a lot also. You also have to be Yispalel L'misha Chochma Shaloi. We have to daven to the one who he gives the Chochma. Ata Choyni L'adam Das. Mipiv Das and Tzvuna. All the wisdom that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we're saying, we want to have that Tzlocha in life. We want to use our intelligence in the right fashion. That's why we need this introduction. Just a perish amilim, there's two terms here, Odom and Enosh. The Balei Loshen say, the people understand the Hebrew language, bring from many psukim, that Enosh is the lowest level of humanity. Odom is the highest level of humanity. There's different terms for humanity. That's what we're saying. Odom Das. Like we said, Das is the highest level of understanding. Even that is a gift for the Odom Hasholem, the people that are on higher levels of Avodas Hashem. But even the lowest levels, people that have no Shaykhs yet, even those people, when the lower levels, you teach them to Bina, means they will understand one thing from another thing, infer things. Just a person wants to start a little bit, Hashem will teach him. And if he goes with that mahat, he'll eventually get to the Dag of Odom and get to the Das. Choneinu mi'itcho, that's a request now we ask. Choneinu mi'itcho, I want you to give us a gift from you. De'er bin v'haskel. It's an interesting thing. It says, and when a person sees Chachmei Yisrael, he sees a great Gezoyle Yisrael, makes a bracha, Shecholak mi'chochmosa le'ireyos. You gave Tavayochel a piece of your own chochma to those who fear you. The person sees Chachmei Umos Ha'olam, he sees a Goyish, a wise man. He says, "Shenosan michachmosa lebosav adam." You gave over something to wisdom to mankind. There's a very big difference between the chokhmas haTorah and the other chokhmas. The other chokhmas are something outside. They're not Hashem's inner, deeper tzoynes, chokhme. That's only the Torah. That's what we're doubting for. Choneinu mi'itcho, we want from you, one kabayochel, to have part of you in us, to connect to you through the Torah. By the way, we're starting the Bakoshes. The most important thing to remember when we're making our Bakoshes is we're saying the Beloshim Rabin. We're not just asking for myself, not saying Choneinu. I want that connection to HaKadosh Baruch, to your wisdom. I want to have that clarity of life. I want to have that chelik of Torah. I'm davening for everybody. I'm davening for my family. I'm davening for my community. I'm davening for Jews in Eretz Yisrael. I'm davening for Jews all over the world. That is a very important factor of all the requests we have in the course of Shemoneh Esrei. Always try to remind ourselves. Like if I want to start off with myself, I'll start off with myself. But to think at least, while I sing this brachas, I'm inspired for all of Klal Yisrael. Choneinu mi'itcho, we should have the connection to your wisdom. Klal Yisrael is full of so many people that have a lot of intelligence, and so many of them are not using it for the right things. We request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring that to the Shema, it's not just for me, but for all of us. We should be zeicha to the true Hatzlocha. Deyo, Bina, v'askir. Deyo, there's a basic knowledge. Bina is to infer one thing from another, and haskil is a higher level of applying all those things we have. Haskil also, and Tanakh is the Lashon Hatzlocha, to be successful. We want the das that we have to be a successful das. A das that brings us to true success, not to a fake success, and not to Chas V'Shalom, even worse than that. So, Mir Hashem, this is, like we said, after we started our tefillas, the recognition of our closeness to Hashem, and Hashem's desire for us to get to higher madrigas and closer, we start off with our recognition, yes, I realize that this whole ability for me to talk in front of you is because you gave me the das to do so. And now I'm going to take that gift and recognize how great it is, how important it is. Whatever level I'm on, I recognize that I have some kesher to you, whether I'm at the level of the Enosh, or the level of the Odom, or somewhere in between. And the way Mitzvah Hashem will be zeicha to get to higher and higher madrigas of das, of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of clarity, recognition of myself, recognition of the world around me, what my goal is. Each one of us has so many koichas, and sometimes we never have time to sit down and realize how we could maximize them. That's also part of the tefillah. I should have that haskil, that hatzlocha, to use everything I have in the right fashion. Should be zeicha to have an enriched hakara of the chasodim of Hashem, the choyne nodim das. Be mevakish properly, and if mevakish, then it says Hashem will give me pirf das l'tfuna. He'll give us all that wisdom. That's all He wants. We ask for Nikol Alei, He'll give for us, and Mitzvah Hashem for Klal Yisrael. Ad shimoleh kol oretz deya, the whole world will be full of wisdom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.